Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, ABC News political director Rick Klein. With so much going on, Rick, all across the country due to supply chain issues, I'm wondering what the current attitude is in the White House, and what you're maybe sensing the public's attitude is toward the Biden administration. You know, it's not just store shelves where we're starting to see this once again with a lot of products not in stock. It's at the pump with gas prices as high as they've been on a national average in almost a decade now. I think it's been 7 years since they've been as high as they are. And, you know, when you hear these press briefings, it's almost at times a dismissive attitude that the White House is having towards some of these concerns. What is your read on the situation, how the White House is looking at the supply chain issues, and how the American people are?
Yeah, I think there's real concern among even some allies of the White House about the lack of perceived urgency around issues around the supply chain, around inflation, around gas prices. This is a difficult cocktail of issues to tackle politically, and you look at the entirety of it, and you have to say, this is how people feel the economy. It doesn't matter what kind of statistics you throw at them, but people know that if they're costing them more money to fill up every day, that has an impact. And that in some ways is more impactful than getting a nice check in the mail from the government. And I think that this is a real problem for Democrats, a real problem, not an easy problem for Joe Biden. And I think as they pitch this infrastructure package, as they pitch these two related bills, it's something they're cognizant of and hoping that they can turn around, although these are long-term issues.
You know, it almost seems like the White House is so focused on getting a spending bill through Congress and an infrastructure bill passed that it really can't move on to anything else.
Oh, I think that's a real problem. And I think they begin to turn to these two bills as panaceas, the things that solve all of these things. This was not billed originally when it was conceived of, you know, 6-9 months ago. As something that would help the supply chain. But now it is being seen that way. And I'm sure that actually is the case given some of the money that's spent. But you can turn around every time. And I think another problem that Democrats are going to have is that the bill is probably going to pass at some point. And when and if it passes, it's not going to change everything overnight. And I think there's going to be expectations to get away from the realities.
Yeah. On these supply chain issues, I mean, we're kind of seeing this, as you mentioned, this is how people feel the economy. You know, what we saw in 2016, Rick, when Donald Trump won the White House, he did it in a way that, you know, I think surprised a lot of Democrats, where he was able to get a lot of working class people who were, you know, maybe on the fence politically to say, all right, this is the side on the GOP side, and Donald Trump, who is listening to the issues that matter to you. And obviously that changed in 2020 where, you know, Joe Biden can step in and say, listen, how much better is your life? You know, I'm going to listen to the issues that matter to you. And now, I mean, come on, we're going into, you know, not the major election year, but we're a year away from the midterms. And you see everything that's going on here. Is middle America switching again?
Well, it's too early to know whether there's a switch. I think we've seen Joe Biden's approval ratings, particularly among independents, drop rather dramatically starting over the summer. And the question becomes, can you bring it back? Obviously, he had the loyalty of a lot of voters, or at least the trust for one night of a lot of voters at some point. Can he win it back? Now, the polling would suggest that, you know, these are still gettable voters, that they haven't totally given up on him. But there are some big alarm bells that should be sounding in and around the White House around these numbers, because it has been a precipitous drop of a guy that previously had a very stable relationship with voters, and it seemed like people were giving it a little bit of the benefit of the doubt early on. That seems to have changed, and there is something different in these numbers, and I think you look at it now and you think Republicans are even more favored to win in the midterms. Now, that's tempered by the fact that Republicans are continuing to spread lies about the last election. January 6th committee's work this week is only the latest highlight around that. So there's obviously a lot of issues at stake in any one election. But as of now, you really have to like Republicans' chances.
Rick, attention here is on the Buffalo mayoral race, where India Walton is the Democrat nominee running against four-term mayor Byron Brown, who's running as a write-in. Senator Chuck Schumer has come out endorsing Walton. AOC, she'll be here tomorrow stumping for Walton. Governor Kathy Hochul and another high-profile Democrat, Congressman Brian Higgins, are not taking sides. I'm just wondering the value of endorsements, big, high-profile endorsements. What do they mean? I mean, sometimes we've seen them backfire.
Yeah, I think there's some that you want. I think AOC has a motivating impact among particularly younger voters or voters of color that's undeniable. But I think you can turn that around very easily. I mean, down in Virginia, every major Democrat has endorsed and is campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, but the Republican candidate says, look, I don't need their help. This is about Virginians. And I think you can use that as kind of a proxy for races across the country. A lot of Republicans don't want Donald Trump. I think, though, in this race, an endorsement of someone like Schumer matters, just because it's sort of licensed for a mainstream Democrat who might be concerned about a candidate who has a less traditional political background and has a background that's less aligned with the very Democratic Party. That kind of loyalty, that kind of trust that the senior senator shows, I think there's more of a symbolic value. I don't think there's many voters in Buffalo anywhere that would say, okay, if you're gonna tell me who to vote for, I'll just do it. That's not how it works typically. But I do think it sends a signal about how a candidate is framed more broadly in an important way.
AOC, I can't think of many more divisive names in politics than that one right there. What are the risks and rewards of bringing in a name like this? Her name is probably better known even here in Buffalo than India Walton. And what's her track record when she does endorse a candidate?
Well, it's been mixed. I mean, there was one candidacy that was very high profile last year where Joe Kennedy III, and scion of the Kennedy dynasty, was taking on the incumbent Democratic Senator Ed Markey over in Massachusetts. And she came in and surprised a lot of people by going for the older, more established Democrat Markey and probably pulled him over the finish line because of how activist voters responded to that. But you're right. Her name is not an unqualified good thing. I think it is in terms of motivating a particular type of Democrat, a particular type of maybe not so politically involved younger voter. But I have to think that it's going to be used against Walton, the fact that you have that kind of support late in the game.
Where is this mayor's race in Buffalo on your radar and on the national radar?
Well, I think in an off-year election, it draws interest, and I think the fact that you had the upset victory in the primary and now the write-in campaign, it makes it pretty intriguing. Write-in campaigns are rarely successful, but they work time to time. Senator Lisa Murkowski kept her seat a couple election cycles that way. It would be an extraordinary story. Either way, frankly, you'd have a much different profile of a big city mayor, or you'd have a very unlikely victory via the writing path. So either way, I feel like it's going to be a pretty big storyline this year.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much for the time. Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.